Não, não. Ok. Alright, no background with you.
It'll take it's just sign me in. I don't know why sometimes it like doesn't start.
You know, I
But
look forward every day.
yeah, there
Oh,
it goes.
you know, I just know what
Sorry.
kind of background we're gonna get. This my
Can I ask a question?
if it's easy.
Yeah, very easy. Just Pasha Pshat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that once the brother does chalitza, so he could do his nisuin now. So I don't understand. An achos isha that you do, a guy divorces his wife, a full get. He can never, unless she dies, he can never live with her, he can never marry her. But over here we say hamtein until he does yivam chalitza. So the guy does chalitza. So what? If it's fashioned after the rabbanon or dereis or whatever it is, it should be exactly achas isha. Why is it better if you do chalitza to her than a husband that does that gives a get to his wife?
Okay.
I mean, I guess if I could say, is probably because something to do with the fact that it's only by two brothers and the Zika is, and something happens. I'm guessing about what we were saying yesterday. I don't know if I'm off on the wrong track. Maybe there's a more basic answer. I don't know.
Okay. It's a good question. Apparently, when one brother does, even though the Gemara says on Daf Yud that it's shlichus, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's how we paskin. But apparently, when one brother does chalitza or yibum, he somehow takes over the zika. So somehow, even the mafreya, it's geirei. I don't think it's a simin; it's a siba.
No, it's definitely not pshat that the chalitza is a bigger break of a
No,
zika.
that's not a bigger break. The shaila is the fact that you did chalitza or yib, the brother did yibum or chalitza, is that a siman that it was always, or is that a siba? I don't know. I don't start getting into. In other words, the simple pshat would be what Rashi seems to say is that she's only zaka to one. And before your brother does anything, we don't know who that one is. And then when your brother does something, does it, then that's a siman that the Zika is to him. So it's like a glowing milsim mafreya. But I'm not sure if that's right pshat, or it's a siba that it's not that it's a siman that it always was to him, but it's a siba that makes it it's always to him. Right? It's a There's two different types of Gilui Milsa and Mafreya. There's where you know, when it was always there to Mafreya, just we didn't know, and the future is Megada on the past, or there's a Gilui Milsa Mafreya where the future makes the past. I assume
Rebbe
this
said
is a.
yesterday that you weren't sure if it was a question of it works Lamafreya or Mikan Laba.
Right, that's. No, I wasn't sure if it works Mikan Ahaba to Mafreya. Definitely has to work with Mafreya because otherwise, he's right. If it doesn't work with Mafreya, once you're married once, there's an Isser Kroivim. So it has to work with Mafreya to take off your the other the brother the other brother Zika to Mafreya. When one brother does Yibum, it's the Mafreya takes off the Zika from the other brothers. What I said, if I don't remember what I say yesterday, but I say yesterday was I'm not sure. If it's a Gilui Milsa and Mafreya, Or it's a mikan lahabba to my prayer. I would assume it's more than a mikan lahabba to my prayer, which means there's something in the future. There's such a thing as there's two types of mafreyas. There's a mafreya where it's misgada that that's the way it always was. Just we didn't know. But there's a mafreya that the future redefines the past. We have that in numerous places. You put a bread in the oven right before on Shabbos, and then it bakes after Shabbos. So the future defines the past. Whether or not what you did was a maisa cooking or not a maisa cooking depends on the future. If the bread breaks, it's a maisa cooking. The bread doesn't break, it bake, it's not a maisa cooking. So there are times where the future defines the past. There's many cases like that. So
Rabbi,
I would
say that
assume
again.
That's
If the
not
bread
only
bakes,
here.
If the bread bakes, what did Rabbi just say? I'm sorry.
You put a piece of, if you stick a raw loaf of bread in the oven, Motzoi Shabbos, but a few minutes before Shabbos is over. So, and it doesn't cook until after Shabbos. So you're chayiv, even though nothing cooked on Shabbos, because the malacha is not having the bread cooked. The malacha is cooking the bread, and sticking bread in oven that will cause it to be cooked is the malacha Shabbos. So it comes out that whether or not you're chayiv for this ma'isa of sticking the bread on the oven is dependent on whether the bread will cook, which
I
might
see,
take
I
an
see.
hour later. So the fact that the bread cooked on Motzoi Shabbos redefines your ma'isa that you did on Shabbos.
I see, I
that
see.
they cooking. If you throw grass seed on your lawn on Shabbos, and then within 3 days or so the birds come and they eat the grass seed, you're potter because you didn't do zareah. Because nothing grows, because the birds ate it up. But if they stay there for 3 days, so then they start to grow. So it comes out that you're chayav for Shabbos. So the future, which is 3 days later, I think, I don't remember, that's my right, something like that, which is depending whether that the grass starts to grow a few days later, creates that ma'isa of throwing the seed is a ma'isa of Lach Shabbos. So
yeah.
Very often the future defines the past. So
Right.
over
Thank you.
here, when one brother does Yibum, his Maisa Yibum redefines to whom the Zika went to. So there,
I think it's even brought down, I think it could be as a Shaila, can I do it to Rabbanon of taking the dough out on Shabbos to prevent him from doing a derisa of baking?
The Sugya in Shabbos. Do we say Omer la'adam chatei? It's a very beautiful sugya. We actually did it. I don't remember what mesafta, thinking suvis, because in order to take, you can't just take dough out of an oven on Shabbos, especially those old days. You had to use a shovel. And the good old-fashioned ovens, that a special shovel, they stuck the dough onto the walls of the oven. And you had a shovel to get it off, otherwise you'd burn yourself. So the shayla and the shovel is muksa. So the question was, if your friend stuck dough on Shabbos, amazing, because he doesn't care about Shabbos. And you know, you don't want to demo over Shabbos. So are you allowed to take the shovel, which is muksa, to shovel out the bread to stop him from being over in Issa d'Oraisa? Okay, that's the sugya in Shabbos, yes. And not Shabbos, I don't remember where the sugya is. But we did it in Suvis, I think. Okay, anyway, let's go back to where we're holding. So I think I wrote that, and I think we started yesterday, that it's just going over the Gemara. The very, very interesting Rashi's here. I think it's a very beautiful sugya. There's a few kashas and Rashi, which are very shver. So what we stopped on one yesterday, and that is, that when Rashi explains the Mandamar Ein Zika, Rashi says, Zikas Yavimto Shemesa Lo Alima Namavik Arusa. So there's a few diukim in Rashi. First diuk is, I think we mentioned yesterday, that, and I saw today somebody speaks this out. I don't remember who, someone, I was just, so to speak, flipping through the ISIS, you know, the the Ozer Hachma. So someone said this, that the simple shot in Yeshik and Ein Zika is that they're arguing whether or not there is a bond or not. What did the Torah do when the Torah said there's an Isser Neshuk? Did the Torah make an Isher stick a bond? When the Torah didn't make an Isher stick a bond, the Torah just made an Isser. In other words, the Torah said that she's also the shuk, but not because she's married to the oven. That would be Ein Zika. And Yesh Zika is what the Torah did, is the Torah made her quasi married to the oven. That would be the most simple shot. It would fit nice, the most beautiful in the Lashon. Ein Zika means there's no bond, there's no marriage, there's no nothing. She's also the shuk. Okay, so Chaz is also Aser. Torah can make Yisurim. Doesn't mean just because it's an Isser, doesn't mean it's marriage. And Yeshika says, no, the way the Torah made the Isser, the Shuk, is the Torah created a quasi-marriage, and Chalitza is like get, and therefore, since it's a Torah made a din marriage, you have an Isser Kroivim. And Yeshika says, the Torah never made a din marriage. There's no marriage whatsoever between the Yavim and the Yavama. It's just an Isser, like an Isser Chazer, that she can't marry. But Rashi clearly is not mashma that way, because Rashi says, Ein Zika, Zika's Yavimta lo alima, which means that even the man Amar Ein Zika admits there's such a thing as the Zika's Yavimta. And it's just lo alima. But it means that lo alima means that it exists, it's just not strong enough. So it's not like the simple pshat that Ein Zika says there's no marriage. Once you admit, the simple pshat is, once there's a marriage, no matter how small it is, so a quasi-marriage makes a quasi-isser. Deraisin, Rabbanon, and Ein Zika holds there's zilch marriage. But that's not mashma and Rashi, because Rashi says that the Zika is lo alima, which means the Zika exists, it's just lo alima. So how that fits into the lotion of Ein Zika, if you're saying that there is a Zika, just lo alima, that's what many, many people discuss, which I really do not feel like discussing, but okay. So that's one diik in Rashi, that even the Mandabar Zika's Yavimto holds, Ein Zika agree that there is some kind of marriage. The Rashi says, lo alima mahave karusa. So the mashmos of Rashi's mashma, that in order to make you usher, all you need is to be Kahavi Karusa. That's pretty strongly the mashmalos of Rashi. That in order to become usher, you have to be Ke'arusa, not Mamish Arusa, but Ke'arusa. And Ein Zika says that even though you're somewhat quasi-marriage, but it's Lo Alima, it's not strong enough to make an Arusa, and therefore you're not married. According to this pshat, so if you hold that there is an Isser, then pshat would be that you are alima like an arusa. That would be the simple mashmalos of Rashi. Problem is that the Gemara then just goes through the steps of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lema loko gdiv yomer ein zika. There is say that I paske, like the man Omar who argued from Yudah ben Beseira, I think that's who it was. And the Gemara said, because over there is Trey, and I want to say that even by Chad Ein Zika. So Rashi says in the Dibri Amask of Abba Bechad, if I only said that and I passed in like the Tana argument of Yudah ben Beseira, I would have thought Abba Bechad Shein Shamed Yavam Echad, the Van de Ale Ramya, Ema Damiat Kiklusa. So the problem is, why is Rashi saying Damia Kiknusa does not sound like the same thing as a Karusa? I don't know what Kiknusa means, but Kiknusa means, the word Kiknusa usually means, I mean, later on, the Gemara has a sugya called Zika Kiknusa, which is more than Yesh Zika. So Damia Kiknusa means you're like a Kiknusa, which means you're some kind of higher level than an Arusa. And Rashi later again, in the second to the last line, when Rashi says Yesh Zika, Zika's Yiba Mahave Kiknusa. Right? So in both places, why does Rashi say it's Kiknusa? He should have just said that it's a it's Havei Garusa, like he said in the first Rashi. If in Ein Zika he says you're not Alima to Havei and Arusa, so when he says that would only be by two, but by one. One, we would think it's Aser, because you are a Lima to be an Arusa. So that's what Rashi should have said. That's what. So that's the. So it's so it's Shver. Why does Rashi in two places say, have explained that you're Aser because you're a Kiknusa? Instead, it's not what Kiknusa means, but it sounds like more than just Arusa. It sounds a little bit more.
By the case of the Darim, do you have to be considered? If someone does Arison, right, they can't be made for Nedarim, right?
Yeah, but this is Rashi said this before he got to Nedarim. That was Rashi was going on. Rashi, the Rashi of Haini Mini. Abba Mechad was, but they didn't bring the Darim in yet. That comes later in the Gemara. So I don't know. The Darim, it is confusing, yes. And the Darim, Chara and Arusa would not be sufficient to be made for the Darim. But they didn't, right? But the Gemara doesn't bring in the Darim until this step afterwards. The Rashi, hard to say the Rashi switched because in the Darim, when they didn't bring in the Darim yet. Anyway, that was, I think someone asked this question yesterday, no? And someone asked
Rabbi
it?
Did.
I did. Okay. But I said, someone asked it.
Is the second to last line in Rashi, is that also talking about a case with his one brother? Or is that? Okay.
Shach is talking about a cave and his two brothers.
In the last Rashi.
Yeah, because it's
because the middle Shach case
is talking about two brothers because we pass in Yeshika. That's going to Halacha. And that's Yeshika. And the Gemara says, if you look in the Gemara, Ema Kasabra, the name Halacha Dimyama Yeshika. And then where I said, no, that can't be. So but they said when he said Shemeres Yon Shemesa Osir Bi'ima, pretty clear in the Gemara that he's speaking
that's two.
Even when there's two brothers.
That's two, but the specific case, for example, the second Rashi, which is the first Rashi that says Nusa, that Rashi is specifically referring to the case. That he should have said Yesh Zika, like the case of Ein Zika by Achoso.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That like the case of he should have said Yesh Zika by the case of one brother. That was the Gemara's Kashi. He should say Yesh Zika by the case of one brother.
No, I don't think so. He should have said Yeshika. The Gemara obviously knows that he's saying Yeshika, you're my two brothers. So then when Rashi says.
But he said it by the case of Imo. Imo Muteris, which is.
So that could be two brothers. Why is only. Who says only one brother?
Because the Gemara says, Hava Mina Afilu.
Have Amina, but it doesn't mean that I would have made an Akimta, but if I cared, I'll be MS, it's by two. The Gemara is just saying that it's an unclear statement because someone might have wanted to say, but I don't think that's what the words mean.
But the simplest way to explain it is one brother because there's nothing in the case
agree.
Apparently
it's not
that
the
says two brothers.
Way of explaining it. It's just a possible way of explaining it. So but, that's why we wanted to be clear. I don't know. Shemeres Yavin Shemesa Aser Be'ima. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know the Gemara there. The Gemara is very hard. It's very strange what the Gemara's Havamina was. So I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to leave that. Okay, anyway. So let's go a little further. What does this Rashi mean? Let me read Rashi. Heine Mealy, the Rashi Heine Mealy, that if it would have said Ein Zika, sorry, if it would have said Halacha Kedivri on Ein Zika, I would have said Heine Mealy by only by Chad, only by Trey. Heine Mealy, let's read that Rashi again. The Chashiva, let's speak outside. It may be easier if we speak outside, then we'll contrast it. The Gemara asked the Chad, the Gemara said, Rabbi Huna Rav said Ein Zika. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why is he taking the credit as if he discovered America, that he's the one that was Mechadesh Ein Zika? Why didn't he go ahead and say that why didn't he go ahead and say that there's a that the that he's passing like the Tana who says Ein Zika? So the
I
Gemara
felt no
said,
difference.
what?
No difference, one or two.
The Gemara says, if he would have said that, Heine Midesh, Chashiva Zika, meaning the Rashi. Leo's, I said we're going to do without the Rashi. The Gemara says, if he would have said, I pass like the Tana, who argues Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who holds Ein Zika, since that Mishnah, the case in that Mishnah, there are two brothers, so we would have only known that Ein Zika by two brothers. But we would not know that Ein Zika by one brother. So therefore, Rav Huna Marav said his statement, which is speaking even by one brother, to tell us that Ein Zika by one brother. Okay. Now, this Havamina that we would have had, that there's only Ein Zika by two brothers, but by one brother, there's Yesh Zika. What's the Svara to the Chalek between one brother and two brothers? What would you people say? The Gemara
Bond is stronger if it's for sure going to be. If it's for sure going to be that brother, so the bond is stronger.
okay, that's what you think. Okay, does anyone have a different opinion?
You can't have a bond to two people. You can have a bond to one person.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I can't argue because he was saying, but I would have said, like Sandy, if I was a Rishon, in other words, the Yisayin of Zika is a marriage. Now, you can be married, it's not shy to be married to two people. So, by definition, a marriage to two people is a bigam in the marriage. If you're usher to kulei alma and you're only a mutter to me, so then that's cool that you're married to me. That's like an arusa. But if you're mutter to other people too, so what are you going to say? You're married to two people. You can't be married to two people. And hagupa, if you're married to two people, means you're not married to anybody. Because marriage, the whole definition of marriage means that you're married to me. You can't be married to two people. It's not shaya. And it's a bigam in the marriage, I'd say. It's a stira to marriage. That's what I would have said. In other words, it's a,
Lamaisa, though, we do see that when it comes to knocking out Zika, for example, like a case of an erva, the tsara gets knocked out also somehow.
Okay. I'm just explaining what the this is not necessarily as far as mukhrachas.
I'm saying that there's obviously something going on to two people there, right? Because when we get
But it doesn't
there's
mean
still
that
other.
it has a din of an arusa. There is obviously there's an iser to shuk that applies to both tsaras and both brother, all the brothers, etc. But that doesn't mean that it has a din of an arusa. Well, so the Gemara is saying a svara that I would have thought that the only time you're considered an arusa is if there's one, but not two. So what's the difference? Now, this is not a svara mukhrachas, it's only a possibility. So I would have thought the difference is that because by definition, If you're only one brother, then she's only mutter to you. So that's called an arusa. But if you're mutter to two people, so what are you going to say? She's married to both? Can't be married to two people.
What's the other side?
But what's this,
I'm saying, what are the two stardom? Rebbe's saying as far away by two.
Because Rashi, with Rashi, very interesting, does not say, doesn't say like me, it doesn't say like Sandy, but instead, as much as I hate to say it, he says a little bit more closer to Hillel. Right? Isn't that a tragedy? Right? Rashi don't say like me. Rashi says, let's read the Rashi. Haini mini del chashiva zika. Leos asiris b'krayvus betray ochim kishin up but if they shnei yavamim kigona he plukta drav Yehuda rabbana the kivin de lo yada kame man minayu ramya lo chashiva the mesa karovels. If it was saying like me, Rashi would have said the kivin the zikuka the shnayim lo chashiva. The Mesa Krivitz. Right? That's what Rashi should have said. Since you're zakek to two people, so that in itself, by definition, being zakek to two people is a begam in your zika. It's a begam in your marriage. So what Rashi should have said, the kivin the zakek the shnayim, lo chashiva arusasa the Mesa Krivitz. Right? I wonder if some Rishon actually says that, because that's how I would have read the Gemara, but Rashi don't say that. Rashi says something about kivin delo yadei. Something delo yadei means we don't know the future. We don't know what is, or we don't know. I don't know the future. We don't know a certain piece of information. We're missing information. That's not the way I learned the Gemara. I didn't learn that there's because there's lack of information. I was learning the Gemara that we know all the information. We know everything. We know you're zakuk to two people. And zakuk to two people is not marriage. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, delo yodi kame man diminay ramyo. So what's Rashi saying?
Like Rabbi said before in the beginning of Shir, that ultimately the bond is really only going to be the one, my friend.
So Rashi sounds like he's saying, yes, that you can only be really Zaki, you're only Zaki to one. And we don't know which one. So it's not that, and the low yodi. So why don't we know? We don't know.
That's really a suffix.
Why don't we know?
Because you don't know who's going to do it.
We don't know who's going to do it. We don't know. So what does that mean?
Each one takes away from the other.
One second. That we don't know. Who's going to do it? That means that the we don't know who is going to if whoever does it, the lo yadi, we don't know.
Whoever does it really, there was a Zika from the beginning.
Whoever does it is really a Zika in the beginning, but we don't know. So we don't know. We don't know. So.
And therefore, we don't ask a Kraven Vaday or.
Wait. Yes. Now, what does that mean? So, what determines, I'll leave it to the MS. What is going to be the criteria of determining kami man minay ramya? What is it going to be the criteria? So you're saying, I assume you mean that the future, whatever happens in the future, is somehow or another a gilei on the past, right? So that the Rashi's saying that that the future is what makes you zokik in the past.
Isn't this far shver though? Because then why would he's saying by there's definitely no zika and therefore your mutter, but it should be on the one that Lamaisa does it. There's a according to this svara that was saying that by two, so we don't know which one is going to do it. Okay, so what should therefore the bond is less? No, I just don't know who the bond is. But I'm saying, like, why is that a svara to say that you mutter bekreivim?
That itself that you don't know is a begam in the bond, but it's not known.
If somebody knew, if Eliyahu HaNavi knew, has told us who's going to do it, or for
how,
sure.
How? What is it? What is it dependent on? It's dependent on the future.
I thought we don't know who is going to the lady coming man minay ramya. Which one is she going to come in front of? Chalitza or Yibum?
Okay, so you're asking a question. So it should be a suffix. Okay, I had a different question. I think it's a better question. I think if it depends on the future, so then it should come out. Then if we know the future, then it should be now already that Ein Zika. Now, I have a case where we know the future. What's the case? Shomeres, Yavan, Rav and Rav Huna's case. Shomeres, Yavan, Shemesa. Right? I know the future. I can guarantee you that he will never do Yibum to this lady. I know for sure. You know how I know for sure? Because she died. So you can't do Yibum for the future lady. So how can you tell me that the reason for the Zika is because it's dependent on the future? Here's a case where there's no future.
But you have to understand Misa. I mean, Misa, the Zika is still there. It sounds like Bechdilai Paka.
But if the I'm trying to understand that if the Zika is contingent on the future, then when there's no future, there should be no Zika.
How does Rabbi Stam understand by the Misa that the Zika is still there?
Before this conversation, I thought the Zika is contingent on the present. The Torah goes ahead and puts an Isser Lishuk on the Yavama. Right?
And now she died.
When the husband dies, first husband dies, the Torah puts an Isser Lishuk on the Yavama before she dies. So at that second, without looking at the future, right, Bashir Husham, we have, if you hold Yesh Zika, you have all the ingredients of an Arusa. And therefore, it's Asavima. Now she died, so it's like your Arusa died. So your Arusa dies, you're still, there's an Isser. But Rashi here seems to say that you don't have all the ingredients of an Arusa. You only get the ingredients of the Arusa because of the future. Man, kame man minayu ramya. Well, if the future of kame man minayu ramya is what makes Zika, so then when she dies, we know for sure kame man minayu ramya. The answer is to neither. So then there should be no Zika to neither.
By two brothers or one brother, Rebbe's asking.
By two brothers, one brother, every case. Rashi is saying that in order to create a Yesh Zika din, you need to know you need that it has to be Kami Minayu Ramya.
By two brothers only.
No, even by one, right? By Chad, Rashi said, Devade Ale Ramya.
Right, so by one, even if he's not going to be Miyabim because she died.
The thing that makes the Zika into the Isser is Kame Didei Ramya. By one, we know who's Kame Didei Ramya, and by two, we don't know. So I'm asking that once it's Misa, you should say, Igloi Milsa Lemafreya, that it wasn't coming today, Rabia, because you see clearly that he'll never do Yibum. So it's not coming today, Rabia.
By one brother or two brothers?
Either by one or two.
By one, it was Kamei Didei Rami.
No, obviously not. It was Kamei. It was Rami for no one.
It was Rami to him.
It wasn't Rami to do Yibum.
Rami would be asking based on this Rashi, there's no way we could not on the halacha.
And then are you using the future or not using the future? You have to be consistent.
Kamei Rami, even in the future.
I didn't have Rashi.
Even if she dies, Kamei Rami.
If I didn't have Rashi, I would say we don't look at the future. We live in the present. Hakmanish can shine with the future. I don't care about the future. I only care about the present. At the second that the dead husband died, she is zokek to the other brother, and therefore there's yeshika. I later on she dies, and they never actually did yibum. That's not relevant and immaterial because the future doesn't play any role in the creation of the din yeshika. The din yeshika is created by the present, by the fact that she's also in a shuk right now. But
why can't you say it's Kamei Rami even afterwards? Rashi's
mashma that what's making the din yeshika is the future. The fact that it's Rami Kamei, which is Machaira, Rami Kamei is a future concept. The present's not enough to make yeshika.
It's only Rami Kamei, but Matthias, you can't be Miyabim, a dead woman. So Mamela, he's not Miyabim, but it's Rami Kamei. It doesn't say Miyabim Kamei.
So Rami
it doesn't
Kamei,
have to do with the actual Yibum. It has to do with whether she felt him.
So Rami Kamei means, I obviously you're right, okay. So Rami Kamei means even if you never actually do Yibum. So the criteria of Rami Kamei is not based on actually doing Yibum. So what does Rashi mean? Delo yade man ra, by two, delo yade man ra. What don't we know? If the future is not what makes it Rami Kamei, so what is lack of knowledge? What don't we know? We know everything. We know the present, and the future is irrelevant.
By two brothers,
I don't understand the future. Rashi says delo yade. Now, what don't we know? If we
it
don't
can't
know
be
the
Rami
future,
Kamei, if it's Rami,
we know the present.
Number two.
We know the present, we just don't know the future. So if we know the present, we don't know the future, but the future has no relevance, as we see by Mezima. So what does it mean, Lo Yadi? What don't I know? I know all the facts here.
No, you could say right now the Ramya is not complete because there is someone else doing a Ramya Kamei.
That's not what Rami
Kamei
said.
By the other person also.
That's what I would have said, because since if you're Rami to two, you're not Rami to no one. But Rashi
because
two is equal to no one. Rashi says Delo Yadi. Delo Yadi means that there's a piece of information which is missing. I want to know what information is missing. Right? That's my question. What information? Rajas Lo Yadi, what don't we know? So Edomai, the only thing I could think of that Rashi means that
we don't know
the future because the future plays a role in defining the Zika something. But if that can't be, because we hold Yesh Zika, that Madam hold, is also even when she's Mesa. So playing the role they're making the Zika.
We don't know who's going to be tapped to do the mitzvah. But who's going to be up to do it? That's all it means. Who's up? Who's at bat?
Well, they're right now they're both at bat.
No, we don't know who is going to be the one.
Well, we don't know the future. What don't we know? We don't know the future. So when it's Mace, I know the future.
No, by Mace, he is the one who's tapped to do it.
No one's obviously was tapped.
It's him.
No,
yeah.
He was tapped. He was
Bezdin, called him up. Bezdin said, hello, you got to come up and do, you'd have to choose.
How to get it safer, I'm sorry.
Bezdin called him up. There's only one. He came out, and they said, you have to choose what you want to do here.
So by right? two, so it's also Ram Yehud.
No, two. No, Bezdin didn't say either one. He did not say.
What is the determination on whom is Rami when there's two? What is it, a flip the coin?
I don't know how they decide. The older
you gotta decide. What?
How do they know? I don't know who goes. Maybe what's the difference? How they figure it out?
So I want to know. It's some kind of being that you need to be Ramya. So what's criteria to make Ramya?
Whoever is going to do it. When it's two brothers, then whoever is going to do it, that is the one that it was Ramya Kamei all along.
So what would happen if you have two brothers and then she dies? Shemeres Yom and Shemesa by two brothers.
Ain't Zika, no one is going to be also in the
Kovos. But that's not true. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Shemeres Yom and Shemesa, Ima, also be Ima. Shemeres Yom and Shemesa, also be Ima. And the Gemara says he's speaking even by two.
Okay, but Rashi is not talking in him right now. Rashi right now is talking, you know, that we're going to say Ein Zika. He's talking to Ein Zika right now when there's two brothers.
But he's
not speaking according to the Manda Amar Yezika.
No, he's saying that you would say that by one it's Yezika.
Right, and by two it's Ein Zika. And he is explaining why. Same, because by two we don't know, and if it will never be known, then true, then you know, is the Rami or Kamei either one of them? Maybe the man Amar who holds Yezika is going to hold that the Rami or Kamei is defined differently.
Okay, I don't know. That sounds a little daichik that they're arguing how you define Rami or Kamei.
Why does it have to be based in the future? Why doesn't it be we just don't know? Meaning, technically speaking, if a Bosco came out and told us which one is Rami Kamei, then we would know now. It's based on current. The only way to know what it is technically is for later, but it's not later on is not what determines it. It's currently is what determines it. We don't have enough information.
Well, let me hear you. What? Again, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was distracted. What? I'm sorry?
It's not based in the future. It's based on the current situation. Just the future is the only way to actually know what is currently in present moment. But if there's a way to technically find out what's in present, so then it would be Rami Kamei, even by two. It's not the future is not what makes it. The future is just a Siba. It's a Simon. I'm sorry. It's just showing us what the current situation is.
Okay. So I think, I'm not sure. Can I put words in your mouth?
Sure.
There's a Gemara in Chulin. I went to get the Sefer. It's in the Biyurim Biyunim in Gittin. Everyone asks, there's a Sugya of Breira. There's a Gemara in Chulin. If you go ahead and you buy wine, and now you have to give Truma. So you say the two Lugim that I'm going to give later should be truma, right? In other words, like this typical example, you go to someone's house and they didn't give truma, so you say the food that I'm going to leave over at the end of the meal on my plate should be truma. So it's the same thing. You say the two lugim that I'm going to give later to the kohen, that'll be the truma, but you didn't give the lugim, you didn't designate the lugim yet. You just with this barrel full of wine, and you want to drink. Say, okay, when I bump into a kohen in a month from now, I'm gonna give him two lugim. Those two lugim should be truma. So are you yaitzi the din hafrasha that you can go ahead and drink the wine? So the Gemara brings it. That's a machlekes, and the machlekes is based on whether yesh breira or ain breira. So one day it says you could, because yesh breira. And when you later on give the two lugim, it's hubra adara mafreya, that these were the two lugim that were designated a chatchila, and therefore there was afrasha in the beginning. The other day it says ein breira. So parshat pshat in the Gemara is But since you hold a breira, so it's not a good hafrasha, because you weren't mafresh, because you didn't say what which the two lugim are, and therefore it's still tevel. That's why you can't drink the wine. So Rashi says over there, the reason if you hold a breira, the reason why you can't drink the wine is because it is a good hafrasha, but we don't know what you were mafresh. And it could be now, if you're going to drink the wine, you're going to be drinking the two lugim that you are mafresh. That's what Rashi says. In other words, you went in and you said, the two lugim that I end up leaving over at the end, they should be truma. And now you want a cup of drink of wine, and you're going to leave over two lugim at the end. So if you hold ein breira, it's usser, because maybe you're drinking truma. That's what Rashi says. Kashinen Shema Truma Shasa. So that's Rashi. So Kiva Eger makes a diak that Rashi holds that even if you hold Ein Breira, the Truma's Chau, it's this, we don't know which on what it's Chau. And it's also because Rashi that is mixed in. He said two lugim shenani ofrish ha'afrish that I'm also ha'afrish, and that's these definitely are not the two lugim that he's also ha'afrish. So the teretz is since you have to he's being mafrish now because he wants to drink the wine now, so he doesn't mean he can't mean since we hold ein breira, he can't mean the two lugim that I will be mafrish, but he means the two lugim that are now oimed to be mafresh. In other words, what he's saying is like this. Right now, it's oimed the kach, that at the end of the day, there'll be two lugim left over on the bottom of the barrel. It's oimed the kach that those two lugim will be the ones that I'm going to be mafresh. And those two lugim, which is oimed the kach now, those are the ones that I'm being mafresh. Since ein breira, there's no reason, there's no way to know that those two lugim didn't change. And therefore, you are mafresh the two lugim. And as I'm saying, the food that now is oimed the kach that's going to be left over on my plate should be truma. So in Shemayim, they say, well, the most likely candidate to succeed, so to speak, to be left over at the end of the day is this piece. So that's the one that becomes truma. But reality didn't happen that way, right? There you open the most likely person to succeed doesn't succeed. So the wrong the thing became truma, and now you're eating the truma. That's what Akiva Eger says, which means a very fascinating thing is that you can be totally something not on the future, but on how the present defines the future. How the it's not dependent on the future. It's dependent on how the present views the future. Right? In other words, that's what Rikki Vegas says. That the when you're mafresh, the afrasha is dependent on how the present views the future. Not on the future. Oh, so I would say the same thing over here. That what Rashi's saying, maybe this is what you were saying, you'd say, but I'm not sure of what you were saying.
Not what I was saying.
Is that about it's totally on the future, but it's not totally on the real future. It's totally on how the present defines the future. So the fact that later on, Mesa, the mother, that doesn't change anything because that was a fluke. Most people aren't, in the present, the mother was not made to die. So the Zika is only chal on one. Which one? The brother that right now, Basher Husham, is omeh to do Yibum. Now, the fact that later on that brother does Yibum is irrelevant because we don't know. Maybe something changed. It's like Rashi says by Truma. The fact that the mother died and no one did and no one went ahead and did it, that's also irrelevant. It's not based on the future, it's based on the present perception of the future. Right? Making no sense? In other words, there's three choices. There's yesh zika based on the present, because, and forget about the future. It's nothing to do with the future. It's the present. Right now, she's also in a shuk. She's also in a shuk because of you. Therefore, she's like an arusa. That would be one shot. Let me just say the three possibilities. Okay. The one shot is that is the future is totally irrelevant. Even if we knew for sure that there's no future, there'll never be a future. The world is about to explode. There's a time bomb. The world is going to explode in 1 second. And there'll never be a future. And everyone knows that there's no future. The fact that right now she's ushered a shuk, that's an arusa. That makes an Isser Kreidim. The other shot is the other extreme, is that the future, that what you have now is undefined, and the future defines the present. The future makes the present. Like my example of the bread and the oven on Shabbos. The future baking defines the Maisa now. So the future Yibum defines that the Zika was to me. The future defines the present. But then you would not work by Mesa. So the third choice is what Rashi and Chulin says, it's something in the middle. It's not the future that defines the present, but it's not the present either. It's how the present views the future. What the present thinks the future will be. So it's not the present. It's not the future. It's the present's view of the future. I'm sorry, Binyamin, what were you saying?
If it totally goes by the present, then how do we understand multiple wives, multiple brothers?
Because you can have more, you can be married to more than, if you learn like that, you have to say that you can have a marriage to more than one person. Okay.
Multiple wives, I could hear, but multiple brothers, you can't be married, a woman can't marry two men.
Okay, there's only a quasi-marriage, so you can have a quasi-marriage of two men.
And then how do we understand that it goes the way one of the brothers
doesn't make sense, but that's, that would be the simple and this interpretation. The simple shot, without reading the second Rashi, who says that it continues, Lo Yadi, if I would have had this Rashi of Lo Yadi, Lo Yadi seems like we're missing information. That means that there's some hidden information, something about the future. So without Rashi, I would have said like Sandy, that there's no Lo Yadi, that there's no future, everything's totally in the present. I know every single information that's relevant. So how could you be a Zika by two? Okay, that's a Chiddush. You can be, since it's not a full-fledged Ishus, you can be married to two people. I'll say a Shmooze, I'll write a Kiddush in the Miluim. And when you have a quasi marriage, you can be married to two people at the same time.
And that same Kiddush says that Isser Kreivim disappears if the other one brother does Yibum.
That's something else. That's because the Yibum undermines it somehow. Yeah. That's what I would have said. And that would be, I still think that would be the Parshat Shad in the Sugya. That the Yesh Zika is because you're an Arusa. We have all the facts on the ground. This Isser makes you an Arusa. If there are two brothers, so you're Arusa to both brothers. How can you be Arusa to two people? Because it's only a quasi-Ishus. So a quasi-Ishus, you can have to two people. And when the other one brother does Yibum, then that changes things. But if no one does Yibum, like Mace, so there's nothing to change. So then it stays in its status quo. That's what I would have said. But Rashi, who says that the thing that makes a Zika is a mankind, they have to be Yadi, the mankind, the man Ramya. The Kami Man Minai Ramya. That the thing that makes a Zika is that the Yadi Kami Man Ramya. So the Shaila is you know, you know, that's a different shot. So it can't mean that it's mamish the future, because then by Mesa, then we see what the future is. So I'm saying this middle possibility that it's how we how in the present we perceive the future.
Can maybe go over it again, the sugya. I lost it, the sugya there, and how it about the truma and how it fits into this third shot that Rebbe said.
A person goes ahead. I'm invited to someone's house, and I don't trust them in the kashrus, so they're serving me food. Now I have to. I'm afraid it's tevo. I have to give truma some ISIS, but I don't want to embarrass a person. So what do? I mumble under my breath. I don't want to. I mumble under my breath. You know, that I can do. He doesn't know what I'm mumbling. He thinks I'm making a bracha. But I can't take off the food and say, this is truma. He's going to wonder, what are you doing? And they went, you know what? You don't trust my kashrus. What's wrong? Oh, I'm insulted. Right? So what people do, it happens to me with what people do, is they mumble under their breath that, or you know, depending, I don't say you can always do it, depending, sometimes you have to know, you have to ask a shy if you want to do it. But this is what people do in certain situations, that they mumble under the breath that whatever is left over on my plate at the end of the meal should be the truma. I mean, mafresh it now. I don't know which one it is, but whichever one, the brera, the future will be mavayer, which one it is. So I mean, mafresh now, the one that's going to be left over later, right? So that would, according to some people, that works. I'm doing afrasha. I mean, mafresh a particular 50th of the food. Hashem knows the future. So Hashem knows which one I'm mafresh. The fact that I don't know is irrelevant. Right? So that would be the old Yesh Breira. That's the simplest shot of Yesh Breira.
You say
that Hashem knows the future already. So the future
before,
is already
before you left over the pieces, right? You, before you left over the pieces, you mafresh it in the beginning?
Yeah, before I start eating. Okay. You can't eat. You're not allowed to eat unless you're mafresh. Although it's tevel.
Right.
Before I start eating, I say, I am making that afrasha now.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
Designating the thing that I mafresh truma. But what am I mafresh? I'm mafresh the what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim,
right.
You know what's going to be at the end. Whatever is going to be at the end, that's what I'm mafresh now. You don't say those words, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, whatever I leave over at the end of the meal, that's what I'm being mafresh for truma right now. And on that basis, I can eat the food.
Right.
That
okay.
Happens to be a trick that people actually do sometimes in when they go to relatives that they're not 100% sure. Then you make sure you spritz around a lot of the food at all the corners. You don't clean your plate, you know. Okay. But that works only if you hold Yesh Breira. Right. If you hold a Breira.
And what do? They pocket
the
food.
What?
You can't go garbage. You're not allowed to take truma and put in the garbage.
You're not allowed to take truma.
Put it in the garbage.
Excuse me. I don't know. Listen, Adoni, today truma goes in the garbage. They don't give it to a Kohen.
Let me continue.
You put the truma in the garbage. That's fine. That's fine. That's glad culture. The only thing you can't put the truma in the garbage when you're afraid that someone's going to go through the garbage and eat the food, which when the big companies where they mafresh a lot of truma, so they're afraid that people are going to know that they gave a lot of truma. They can't throw the garbage because they're afraid people are going to take it. But if you throw in the garbage, okay, you double, I don't know, you can do that. Let's assume you can do it. That's what we're
How does that relate
about.
To this?
The garbage. How is going the garbage? So I did this.
How does it relate to here? How does it relate to this?
No, I'm getting so there. I'm having my fun. I'm sorry. So, but if you hold a Breira, it doesn't work. And if you hold a Breira, then the future is not begat on the past. We live in it. We don't. So then it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Right.
So the din is, if you hold a Breira, you're not allowed to eat the food.
Right.
Even though you said this, you can't eat the food. So right. Most people learn that the reason why you can't eat the food is because it's tevel. Because the hafrasha was not a good hafrasha. You didn't do hafrasha. You didn't designate any food. The fact that he said, "Well, I'm going to leave over later," it's not known yet. You have to make a hafrasha now, and since Abreira, this is not considered a hafrasha now, so therefore it's still tevil. That's pashut pshat. Right. But comes along Rashi in a wild Rashi and says that no, there is a hafrasha. There's definitely no issur tevil. The problem is that we're afraid that when you eat the food, maybe you're eating truma. Now, Frederick Kivedra Gasha, how could I be eating truma? I clearly said I'm making a truma only what's left over at the end.
Right.
This is definitely what I'm eating, is not what's left over at the end. So how could it be truma?
Right.
So after Kivedra, because we touch up your words in order to make sense out of them. Because you couldn't demand what's left over in the end, because that's not here yet, and we hold a brera, that would be not an Irish guy. Right. So what we assume what you meant is that what is now supposed to be left over at the end, and what's now supposed to be left over at the end is not always the same thing that at the end ends up being left over at the end.
What is supposed to be?
So what's now? I'm saying I'm being Mafrish Truma. Whatever now is supposed to be, I'd say there's 10 apples here. I think the apple that now is supposed to be left over is omei dekach, to be left over at the end. That's the one that's going to be the truma. Right now in Shemayim, they're saying, you know which apple is the most likely to succeed to be left over at the end? The one in the corner.
Heaven doesn't know? What does it mean omei dekach? What does it mean omei dekach to be left over?
Omei dekach. It's the most likely. It's the most likely to be left over.
What does that mean?
Okay, I don't know. That's what Rashi Vega said. It's the most likely. Now, however, things change. So what means is that something can be totally not on the future, but totally on how you perceive, how standing from the point of view in the present, what is most likely to be the future.
That's not really looking at the future. That's really looking at the present.
What?
That's not really looking at the future.
Yeah, but it's looking at the present's view of the future.
Not really the present view of the future. It's the present as determined by where will something end up in the future.
No, but not by where the present says it will end up, even though it didn't end up that way.
Let's say, for example, the one closest to the door is the most likely. Would you say that when you focus on the two closest to the door, you're looking at the future, or the two closest to the door, you're looking at the present? The door is important because the door tells you where it'll be in the future, but you're 100% looking at the present.
Now that I said is which ones I'm mafrish in the future. So the reason why the truma is chow in it is because in the present, they are considered the ones that will be in the future.
The future,
so I'm saying the same thing by Zika. By Zika, Rashi says, lo yadi, he means we have to know not the future, but we have to know how the present views the future. The woman, the man who is oimed in the present to do yibum is the one that gets a zika. That doesn't have to be that in reality he ends up doing the zika. Because at the maze, doesn't end up doing zika. Something, a fluke happened. The lady got into a car accident and she died. So that was a fluke. But it was Aimee. The question is, which person is Aimee? I must run. I'm sorry. I'll send you this link, but not right away. I have to run. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.